This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We've all been there. You think you got the hottest video game for your kid or a friend who acts like one, but it turns out, no. So you gotta return it. Brace yourself. Holiday return policies are changing. They're stricter than they used to be, and many stores are giving you less time to bring things back for a refund. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the holiday return lowdown.
Best Buy, Sears, and Toys R Us have all cut back their return windows, and the return policies aren't usually displayed prominently. I visited a Best Buy store in Silver Spring, Maryland, where there were just a few small signs posted by the cash registers. Most of the customers I talked to didn't know what the return policy was, or that it's been cut in half from 30 to 15 days. When I told them, some got an unpleasant surprise, like Rose Accorda.
That's not good. I mean, especially in this very busy, fast-paced life we most live, I don't think 15 days is enough.
I asked the store manager whether the return policy should be better advertised. He pointed to a bigger sign spelling out the policy by the store entrance and said it's on the receipt. Also, Best Buy doesn't charge a restocking fee for returns in open boxes. And like many stores, it has an extended holiday return period.
You know, retailers are both naughty and nice.
Edgar Dworsky runs the Consumer World website.
They were being nice for the holiday shopping period. But as soon as that's over, they're going to the shorter period.
But Dworsky says retailers had to get stricter because they were losing billions on fraudulent returns, like when stolen merchandise is brought back for cash. Ken Perkins is president of Retail Metrics. He says fraud has been on the rise.
It certainly picked up during the Great Recession as things got worse. And, you know, it seems to be an ongoing issue that retailers are combating.
But there's still room for haggling. Stores might take something back after the return window has closed if you're patient enough to ask for the manager. Marlon Mendia manages the Best Buy I visited.
We're like, hey, I have a customer who bought a laptop and maybe they went out of the country and they're a few days outside the return. It's not a big deal for us. We can do those exceptions for our customers.
So be patient, be persistent, keep your receipts, and you might just have many happy returns. In Silver Spring, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.